David's cell phone started vibrating in the middle of the night. He woke up right away and nervously reached to his nightstand. He always set his cell phone to vibrate and charged it next to his bed when he went to sleep. David looked at the time on his cell phone. It was 2 in the morning. The only time someone contacted him at that hour was when there was an emergency. He read the message on his cell phone. It was an emergency. The text message said that a little boy had been kidnapped near where David lived. The boy had been taken into an orange Honda Civic. The text message also gave the license plate number of the car. There was also a picture of the little boy and a written description of what the boy was wearing when he was kidnapped. The boy's name was Adam. David didn't feel like he could do anything at 2 o'clock in the morning. He went back to sleep. In the morning, however, he woke up thinking about the message and about the boy. David had never heard about an Amber Alert before. He decided to look it up on his computer. He learned that the Amber Alert system is an emergency broadcast system used to let people know when a child is abducted. It was named for a little girl named Amber Hagerman, who was kidnapped when riding her bike in Texas. Little Amber was found dead later. The news made David feel sad and angry, but he also felt like now he could do something to help. He decided to stay aware to see if he saw a boy or a car matching the description in the Amber Alert.